So you went from writing, you know, fun nonfiction stories waxed and spin to this very serious and heart-touching memoir. How did that happen?
Actually, this was a book I had started writing before Waxed and Spin even kind of came into fruition. It was something that my mom and I had talked about doing for a long time. I'm 37 now, so we started, you know, kicking around ideas when I was like 30 or 31, just kind of looking back at some of the experiences that we had together when I first came out to my parents when I was 21. And this was also even before, like, the It Gets Better campaigns and a lot of the news stories. And sadly, today it seems even more timely and more important because, you know, there's so many bullying issues now and teen suicides that, you know, this book is not that serious, but hopefully it can start opening dialogues in families. You know, as I said, I think, you know, people hold on to so much anger, and you know what, we have one time around at this. So it's just like, there's no time for, no time for the hate, I guess.
Without giving too much away about, you know, what's in the book, how do you think your relationship has changed with your mom since you came out? And what were your initial thoughts about coming out? Did you think it was going to be a lot tougher than it was, or was it easier than it was? Or, you know, just explain that to us.
Well, I mean, I it's not giving anything away because the book opens with me with the actual letter that I sent to my parents, and it still makes me cringe when I reread it. But instead of sending an email, granted, this was like when AOL was just starting and, like, you know, email was really starting to become popular. I wrote them a handwritten letter from New York on a holiday weekend, which in retrospect is not the smartest idea. So I put myself through extra torture when I could have, you know, saved it with a phone call. But, you know, I wrote a letter simply because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get out everything that I wanted to say because I would just be so emotional. But my relationship with my mom has just really grown, and actually with my entire family, I feel like I was able to kind of really show them all parts of me. And so they really got to know who I was instead of having to hide it. And through that process, I learned a lot about my mom's life. And, you know, I think as kids, we always forget that our parents were once young too. We just see them as our moms and dads.
Okay, so the big thing in the book is the glossary and just like the relationship of you guys coming together. At the same time, you guys came together very closely while writing this book. So how did the relationship change while writing this book?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, in some ways, you know, I laugh. I say it's like it, I felt like I came out all over again because, you know, there was a lot of stuff that we covered that, you know, like it's embarrassing and like crazy and funny stories. But, you know, at the same time, they were stories that we had shared together. And, you know, I think it just strengthened our relationship. I mean, she's still my mom. It's not like, you know, those relationships where they say, oh, no, she's my best friend. You know, no, she's definitely still my mom. but at the same time, I really got my eyes were really open to a whole another side of my parents that was pretty incredible. And listen, my background, even though most of the book, you know, takes place with me living in New York, my background is I'm from the Midwest, from a small town in the Midwest. You know, my dad was like all state football, like complete athlete. My mom was, you know, cheerleader or whatever. And so they're from I'm from a very conservative house, and, you know, they embrace me, and I, you know, hopefully that's, you know, something that more people will do.
Okay, the big peg on the book is the relationship between you and your mother, but what about your dad? Did he handle it differently? Like, how have you guys, how has your relationship changed after this?
Well, the funny thing is, we tease my dad. We're like, yeah, the sequel is going to be called What About Me? That feels left out. but my dad was great. Like, you know, I think, you know, you find out pretty early in the book, my dad was so cool with it from the get-go. And, you know, really didn't bat an eye. He was supportive. You know, I think my dad thinks I'm a little bit nuts anyway, so I think he just laughs at me. So, you know, we kind of have that relationship where we just kind of laugh and have fun together. We like to go gamble together at the blackjack table. We do all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, we tease each other a lot. So, you know, we've definitely grown closer. And like I said, the running joke is, what about me?
You know, after writing this book, did you say to yourself, like, wow, why did I wait so long? I could have done this a long time ago.
You know, I think you have moments of that, but then I also feel like I wouldn't have had the perspective that I have on it now, because I think, you know, with time you gain a lot of perspective, and, you know, I'm also incredibly neurotic, and I think, like, as you see in the book, when I'm in a lot of those situations, my own neuroses gets the best of me, so I think having some time and distance away from it, I'm able to be like, wow, I was really, you know, nuts at that point, or I really didn't have a grasp of it. So I think now I can write it, you know, with some perspective. And hopefully it will, you know, and hopefully it's a better story for people to read.
Okay, speaking of the style of writing, the story itself, people that are fans of your previous work and, you know, that kind of writing style that you have there, is this something that they could kind of just jump right into? How is this story different, aside from the fact that it's, you know, nonfiction? How is it different as far as structure goes?
Well, it's kind of like he said, she said. The structure is me writing a chapter and my mom writing the chapter immediately following. So I think if you like Spin and if you like Wax, you know, the tone is going to be similar. Obviously, the content very different. I like to say, like, if you like stories that are fun and short, like along the lines of like Chelsea Handler or David Sedaris or some of Augusta Burroughs' shorter stories, then I think you'll like this kind of book. Not that I'm trying to put myself in the same category as those three, because I mean they're kind of my heroes, but yeah, it's along those lines.
Okay, considering that you're, you know, putting all of these personal experiences in the book and things like that, it must have been really hard to edit this and take things out. Were there any stories in there that you would have loved to put in but didn't get a chance to?
Not that I'm going to talk about. No way. I put a lot in there, and I mean, my running joke is I've put the final nail in the coffin of perpetual singledom, because I reveal a lot in this book, and I'm just like, wow, I'm never going to be in a relationship again after someone reads this book. there's a few stories that we left out, also just because we wanted to keep it really tight. And I think, you know, we talked about maybe after the book was released, maybe putting some of them up online or something like that, but mostly everything made it in.
Okay, what do you think is the most difficult aspect of your lifestyle that your mother had to get used to?
I think initially it's like with anything, when you don't know and when you're not exposed to it, or like, for example, like my parents were never really around gay people, so they didn't really, you know, they didn't really know what it was. Like, sadly, like at that time, all you saw in the Midwest were projections of like gay pride parades, and it was always the fringe elements that we were seeing. So I think my mom and dad thought I was just going to like be suddenly like walking down like 8th Avenue, I mean, in a G-string. I mean, I don't know what they thought. But, you know, I think the more my parents met my friends and saw like what kind of a family I created in New York amongst my friends, they became very comfortable and realized, you know what, it's just like, hey, they have, my parents have a gay son, like these, my friends are kids, you know, just like me. So I think that they really kind of just, they just saw by example. I really didn't have to make a big, bold statement to them. And I think that's really kind of key. That's why I think, you know, truthfully, it's important that people, you know, do come out, like, just so, so they can see that it's, you know, not every gay person is a stereotype. And I know that now that's becoming a cliche to say, but, you know, sadly, in we're almost to 2012, a lot of people still believe that.
Okay. As far as your mom goes, we talked about a lot of the emotional things that were going on, but let's talk about the actual writing. I mean, you said your mom was, you know, a cheerleader in high school and this and that. I mean, how difficult was her to write all of this? Did you help her with a lot? What was the experience like during the actual writing process?
Well, we would talk about general topic ideas. Like, I would go home for a visit, and we would talk about chapter ideas, and then she would write out on like a yellow legal pad everything that, you know, she wanted to talk about, and then she would send it to me in an email. And truthfully, a lot of times I was completely caught off guard because, you know, like, we would talk in generalities and, like, being very vague. But when you're actually reading an email from your mom, listening to how she, you know, without giving too much away, how she wasn't allowed back in school her senior year, and listening to some of the things that she had gone through, like, I mean, it really kicks you in the gut. And so it was strange because on some level, like for me, when writing this book, I had to disconnect a little bit, like in so much as, you know, almost like I was writing a fiction book in the sense that if I got so deep into it and really was writing very conscious of this is me and this is my mom and oh my God, I don't think I would have gotten past page one. So I kind of had to go on autopilot a lot, but like when I was editing the stuff that she would write, but you know, as a human being and as her son, I mean, I definitely had moments where, you know, there's a couple times I got teary eyed, and a couple times I just was still blown away because we had already discussed a lot of this stuff and it still hit me, you know? So it was definitely a really interesting process.
Okay, how do you want this book to stand in your larger body of work? How do you want people to think about this book, let's say, by the time your next book comes out?
That's a great question. I mean, I think, if anything, it just kind of shows more of a complete picture of who I am. I think we now live in a world where you can go on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Spotify and learn so much about, you know, our favorite actors, our favorite writers, you know, whatever, our best friends. And I think for me, this just kind of completes part of that picture. It's just another layer. And I'm really proud of it for several reasons. And I, again, like, as cliche and corny as it sounds, I really do hope that it starts to open dialogues for people. Ironically, I mean, The Advocate happened to put our book on their Advocate book list, and you know, they tweeted about it, and Shirley Phelps from God Hates Fags, that Westboro church, tweeted me and sent me some video of, like, I don't know, some bad Goo Goo Dolls song that they redid about, like, hating gay people and now the world's going to end. And it's just, like, that's the reason I'm proud that this book comes out, because, you know, there are still people out there, like the Westboro Church and the God Hates Fags people. And I just feel like, you know, through pop culture and through conversations with real people, I think a lot of those barriers soon get broken down. And, you know, we're all one. And I cringe even saying that, but I truly believe it. We all are connected in some way. And it's sad when the discrimination and, you know, that sort of thing breaks us apart.